Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes presented by Kroll & Mooring. We are your co-hosts, David Robbins and Peter Ayer, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. The biggest news during this period is, of course, the election of a new president, Mr. Donald Trump, and the possibility of regulatory and statutory changes on the horizon for our industry and for the broader economy. Our partners here at Kroll & Mooring are already hard at work on our regulatory forecast publication and are hosting frequent podcasts and webinars on this as subject in our first 100 days series.
And now we turn to some other developments in news. DoD Acquisition Technology and Logistics issued its 2016 annual report concerning the performance of the defense acquisition system. Generally, the report discusses many areas in which acquisition has improved or is doing better than perceived, but it also highlights areas where improvement is needed, such as the competition rates, which fell in fiscal year 2015, and utilization of small business subcontractors, which has been steadily declining since fiscal year 2010. The Office of Management and Budget released a proposed plan to help modernize outdated federal information technology systems. This draft guidance builds on President Obama's Cybersecurity National Action Plan, as well as the proposed $3.1 billion revolving IT modernization fund, which would be used for updates of agency systems.
In notable case law this period, the Court of Federal Claims rules that the Army had wrongly shut out Palantir Technologies from a $206 million intelligence software procurement in violation of a law requiring federal agencies to give preference to commercial items. Palantir argued that the procurement process preemptively ruled out commercially available solutions, including Palantir's proven, quote, state-of-the-art, unquote, system. The Army argued that only a single custom-built system would meet its needs. As such, the RFP for the 6-year contract sought a single company to act as data architect, developer, and integrator for the system. Ruling from the bench, Judge Horn found that the Army's procurement for this system violated the Federal Acquisition Streamlining Act, which requires federal agencies to conduct market research and give preference to commercial platforms wherever practicable. Judge Horn issued an injunction barring the Army from awarding the contract and ordered the Army to undertake a more complete analysis, including consideration of Palantir's platform.
And now a pair of interesting False Claims Act cases. First up, the Eighth Circuit in U.S. X. Rel. Miller v. Weston Education became the first appellate court to publish a decision applying the materiality standard recently articulated by the Supreme Court in Escobar. The Eighth Circuit held that the defendant's promise to keep accurate grade and attendance records was material in inducing the government to enter into an agreement under the Higher Education Act. The court rejected the defendant's argument that no individual false record caused payment by the government. Instead, the court reasoned that the false promise to keep accurate records was material based on the express regulatory conditions of participation, the record's reasonable importance to payment, and evidence that the government had terminated other institution that had falsified similar records.
And that decision was followed quickly by the Seventh Circuit in U.S. X. Rel. Nelson versus Sanford Brown Limited, which affirmed its rejection of a subsidies fraud lawsuit after applying Escobar. Applying this standard, the Seventh Circuit once again affirmed the district court's entry of summary judgment in the defendant's favor, concluding that the appellant failed to establish that any representations were made in connection with its claims for payment. The relator also failed to demonstrate materiality, as required by Escobar, because he did not demonstrate that the government likely would not have paid claims if it knew about alleged noncompliance with Higher Education Act regulations. And, in somewhat sobering news, an article in National Defense Magazine highlighted the increase in industrial espionage attempts and cyber threats focused on the defense industrial base. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, I can be reached at 202-624-2627 and Peter at 202-624-2807.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring. Subscribe on iTunes or visit kroll.com/govconpodcast for more information.